the petitioner. After that, the public is invited to speak. The public is offered an equal amount of time to the petitioner divided by the number of speaker cards which I receive. So it's very important that if you wish to speak on any item, that the speaker card is provided to me, because I will divide that time accordingly. And once I begin those public deliberations, I do not accept additional speaker cards at that time. After the public input, the petitioner is offered the opportunity to offer any rebuttal or clarification to items raised during that additional testimony, upon which, completion of that, the board then makes their deliberation and takes action. Moving on the agenda, we have notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Excuse me, sorry about that. First, next item we want to do is to read the items that are on the consent agenda and move to approve the agenda. Today's consent agenda has two items, first being the March 18, 2015 MPC meeting and briefing minutes, and the second item being a traffic impact study for SCAD Weston Hall and Dyson Hall dorms. Are there any persons in the audience wishing to speak on any of those two items? There being none, I have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to approve the agenda by Mr. Welch and second by Ms. Milton.
Vice versa.
It works either way.
Mr. Chairman.
We are not voting on the consent agenda. So any discussion, and then we'll be able to vote in a moment. You may now vote. Motion passed. Moving on to the next item of the agenda, we now have notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. On April 7, 2015, there was a MPC Finance Committee meeting held here at 11:30 a.m. in the West Conference Room. On April 28, 2015, there will be a regular MPC meeting here in the Arthur A. Mendonza Hearing Room at 1:30 p.m. The next item on the agenda is I'd like to acknowledge our new board members who have joined us, and If you would stand when I call your name. First, George Woods. Tom Y. Woody. And Linda Suckers. And we'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the board and look forward to your contributions to the community. Next item on the agenda is the reading of the development plan submitted for review. Those being, first, we have Otis J. Block Elementary School at 3001 Hopkins Street. We have a site development plan under review. Richards Ward Lots A and B, Mariners Cove, 2010 East President Street. We have a subdivision plan under review. Carmichael Ward, recombination of 13.919 acres at 121 West Boundary Street and 231 West Boundary Street, a subdivision plan under review. Lots A, B, and C, portion of Hammock C at Turner's Rock, subdivision plan under review. Office trailer at Savannah Marine at 308 Carroll Ave Street, the site development plan under review. Lamar Track recombination at 88, 102, and 116 Randolph Street, a subdivision plan under review. And an AT&T antenna exchange at 7373 Hodgson Memorial Drive, we have a wireless facility under review. Next item on the agenda are items requested to be removed from the final agenda. We have one item that's requested to be withdrawn. That's a zoning petition map amendment for 801 Harmon Street to rezone from RB to BN. That has to be withdrawn. Next, we have an amended master plan for Mothwood Plantation Phase 3, 197 Sawgrass Drive. That has to be removed to undetermined date, sorry. And the final item that's asked to be removed is a text amendment to amend section 8-3112D3C2 sign permits required announcement signs to allow electronically controlled announcement signs to change message every.
No, they're proposing 10 seconds, I think, but.
To change message every 10 seconds. And that item has to be rescheduled to the April 28th, 2015 meeting. So a motion to remove these items from the agendas. Mr. Mackey, you got a question?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. And how do we dispose of this staff text amendment? Okay, did you read 3163, Mayor, if I didn't hear that?
That is going to be dealt with on the agenda later, Mr. Mackey.
Okay.
These are removed from the agenda. We'll actually handle that later. So, did I have a motion?
I'll make the motion. And then afterwards, I would move to amend it to include Mr. Mackey's concern. I guess it needs a second.
Yeah.
Second.
We have a motion to remove these items from the final agenda by Mr. Blackburn. Second by who's the second? Mr. Mackey. Any discussion?
I would move to amend that to remove the third item that discussed in the three meetings. We move and ask the amendment to 83163 staff text amendment.
My plan was to have that presented and then move forward and talk about why we were moving it off as a part of the meeting today, as opposed to just taking it off the agenda. We would actually look to move it on and make a motion to restudy and move it forward. So either way, you have a second for Mr. Mackey to amend the motion?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any discussion? There being none, let's vote.
Voting on the amended motion.
We're voting on the amended motion. We're voting on the amended
motion. Does it have to be a voice vote on that one? Or? Could you do a hand raise?
All those in favor of the amended motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstain. Motion passes, which disposes of the first motion. Isn't that not correct?
Well, then now you vote on the original motion. It's amended. So now it's amended to include the third item, right?
We're going to voice vote again, and now we're voting on the original motion as amended. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. That motion passes.
Okay, so I record it accordingly.
And just take care of it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Moving on, we have items on the consent agenda. Today, rather than taking a single vote on the consent agenda, we're going to separate the two items as we have a member who needs to recuse himself. So first item on the consent agenda is the March 18, 2015 MPC meeting and briefing minutes. I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to approve the March 18, 2015 meeting and briefing minutes by Ms. Milton and seconded by Mr. Welch. Any discussion? You may vote. Motion passes. No, Mr. Rastaff.
Mr. Chairman, I need to recuse myself as I'm part of the design team for the next item that's being discussed.
Please step down. Thank you. Have it noted for the record. All right, now we have a motion to approve the traffic impact study for SCAD Weston Hall and Dyson Hall. Looking for a motion there.
So moved.
Sir.
All right, we have a motion to approve the traffic impact study for SCAD Weston Hall and Dyson Hall by Mr. Wood, seconded by Mr. Welch, I believe.
Mr. Chairman?
Mackey, sorry.
Can I clarify just for the record, accept the traffic study and to approve the amended general development plan that includes the traffic signal and the bus area, just to be specific, or as staff recommended would be
as
the other
staff
way.
Recommended, yes,
right.
Yes. You may vote.
Except that wasn't on the agenda.
No, it's on the agenda. It's on the agenda.
The recommendation was on the agenda.
I didn't read it. You may vote, everyone.
Are you next? Are you next?
Motion passes. There being no items of old business, and note that Mr. Ragsdale's returning to the dais, we move on to regular business. The first item being a general development plan for Deptford Tract Multifamily, East President Street and Woodcock Road. Mr. Plummins.
Gary, is it?
Anybody got a motion?
Yep.
Approved, second?
Not today.
Not yet.
I thought that's right.
He's already approved things on the consent agenda today.
That's true.
Without discussion.
That's true.
I hear balls talking about that. We move on.
I'm going to have to stay off the whole meeting.
Really? Two people. Did you bring your hammer?
Do we have a plan B? C, D?
Yeah, that's when you can get to that.
Are there any way to attach to those things?
No, that's what we was just discussing.
They trying to cut the mouth off and cut the mouth off.
Who's seeing this person on the road? This is what?
Did they cut the mouth off? They cut it back on? Cut the mouth off.
I don't know. I could try. He got all day. That's what I want to get.
Let's get another mouse. Yeah. Plug it. And another one. Okay. Like this.
I think we need to always have a wired mouse just sitting in that container just waiting.
Remember that $85,000 I was talking about?
And here we go.
We got it. Healthy mouse. Mr. Chairman, I screwed up again. Still, I should say, probably.
So you were just here for one day.
You gotta take one for the time. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, this is the, we got before us a general development plan for a multifamily apartment complex. As we talked about in the pre-meeting, I will be very brief unless there's any questions along the way, but this is the aerial of the reserved site. It's adjacent to a site that we have previously approved, Mariner Grove. This is Woodcock Road. The primary, or the only interest, I should say, will be off of Woodcock Road in this area. The petitioner is also requesting several variances in conjunction with this, and as I explained in the pre-meeting today, it was one that he demonstrated to us that it was in order to preserve trees. This is not a roof by any means. This is actual fact. He did a tree inventory study, and actually did a site layout, and this is the area, the site plan. He's required a 15-foot building setback variance on the north, a 15-foot buffer setback variance on the northeast, and a six-space off-street parking requirement from the required 369 spaces. He did submit to us an alternative site plan that we requested to show that the entire development with everything that he is proposing on the one that he has submitted can be accommodated without any variances, but at the expense of losing the majority or at least two-thirds of the canopy trees that he's wishing to preserve in the general development plan that he has submitted. Staff is convinced that the proposed development as submitted, the variances are justified, and many of them adjust the canopy trees will be saved as a result of these variances and should not create a problem. Staff is recommending approval of it, so the conditions outlined in the staff report, including a traffic study, which will be done, and any improvements necessary throughout the President Street, including the possible installation of a traffic signal at Woodcock Road or any improvements to Woodcock Road, will be examined during the traffic study and evaluation. And that will be a condition of approval of the general development plan. And as I said, staff is recommending approval of the requested variances as well as the general development plan.
Thank you. Mr. Blackburn.
Gary, is Woodcock paved?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cook?
Yes. Yeah, you said there was only one ingress, egress on Woodcock. Is that what you said?
Well, there's one entrance on Woodcock. You can, in fact, have a ride out on President Street.
No entrance from President Street, just a ride out.
No, you ride out,
yeah.
You can enter.
Because the primary orientation and entrance, the next would be on Woodcock.
The only entrance, though, is on Woodcock.
There would be a ride in only on each president.
Kidding.
It's a ride out.
Ride out, President, I'm sorry. The trash truck will have ride in, ride out on President.
Right now, only staff should be answering the questions.
So basically, you only have one entrance.
That is correct. And two exits.
Ms. Welch? Any other questions of staff, anyone? Ms. Backer?
Does it tie at all to the other development?
It does tie with the possibility of the shared detention pond as far as tying in other lines, and that, except for the, this development will share by way of a easement dedicated or established on the current 36-foot ingress egress easement. Again, as I explained, this will remain as ingress egress. This will be a dumpster location that will be classified as that on the easement. And this will be parking right here, allowed, and this will be drainage. So, with the exception of the easement being established to serve the intended uses, the only actual involvement or connection between the two will be the shared detention, which will require the approval of both the city and the county engineer.
Any other questions of staff? Yes, Mr. Cook.
What's to prevent somebody from entering on President Street?
The way it's designed.
Car couldn't turn in?
Well, you can't get in because it's gated.
It's gated.
Oh, okay. Right.
Any other questions of staff? Thank you. Now we will have a presentation by the petitioner. If you come forward and identify yourself for the record, and I'd ask you 10 minutes if that.
That's not a problem. But my comments will also be very brief. For the record, my name is Harold Yellen. I represent the petitioner, the Maryland Group. And with me today is Mr. Ian Smith, who's the principal of Maryland Group, and Brian Smith, project engineer. Just a quick reminder, 3 weeks ago we were here before you where you approved our rezoning and you approved the land use plan. This is the unusual piece of property where we're in the county and the property next door to us is in the city. Very unusual, but the properties will be working side by side. The matter before you is the general development plan for this project. The bottom line, as Mr. Plumley just told you, is that we could have submitted to you a variance free plan. That would have involved taking down several significant trees. When I say significant trees, I'm talking about trees up to 75 inches. These are enormous. These are species trees. Our engineer has intentionally designed this property the way he has done it. And in fact, the 75-inch tree that I was telling you about was right here. That horseshoe was by design, to name but one. Everything about the layout was done for tree preservation. And as a result, green space requirement for this project is 20%. By code, we're at 49%. We're significantly higher directly as a result of tree preservation. As a result, there are three variances. They are relatively minor. One involves side yard, but there's no intrusion in here. It's basically driveway and parking. And the lack of a setback doesn't seem to do either side very harm. We also have a 25-foot buffer requirement with 10 feet in the back. But if you look at the aerial map, all of this is wetlands. There's no chance that any of this will ever be developed, and so we're very comfortable with our variance here. The last variance is for six spaces. on a project this size, we are very comfortable that six space variance really results in 98.37% parking required. We wish that we could capture those six spaces, but it was done and designed specifically for tree preservation. So we do respectfully request that you approve staff recommendation. We're grateful for the recommendation, and we're happy to answer any questions that y'all may have.
Thank you. Any questions on the petition? There are none, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have no cards from the public, but is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak on this item? If not, and I'm sure the petitioner doesn't need to come up back and rebut nothing, so
second.
All right, we have a motion to approve staff recommendation by Mr. Blackburn and second by Mr. Welch. Any discussion? There being none.
But we should have it.
We need to flip the screen there.
No, I asked her. She said no.
We showed a vote.
She said it won.
Who was it?
It was Mr. Blackburn and Mr. Welch.
Thank you. Okay.
You may vote.
There. How do you view the vote?
Wait, Ms. Manico.
Who hasn't voted yet?
Ms. Manico.
I'm praying they won't let me vote.
It's way down the bottom, got scrolled.
The monitor was on. Yeah, no, he closed the other doors at all the time.
There you go.
Motion passed. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is a sketch plan for Bluffside at Country Club Creek.
Mr. Chairman, this is our sketch plan that's before us today. This is the site of the old German Country Club. It is located in an R1EO zoning classification, which does permit single-family detached lots. This petitioner would like to develop 66 conventional single-family lots in this area. It will have one ingress egress point on Jasmine Avenue. He does comply with the permitted density. He is under the permitted density, actually. He exceeds the required green space. He is requesting variances as far as providing sidewalks on Bismarck Avenue. Staff and the county engineer thinks it's justified not to have them on an unpaved street. It likely will never be paved, as well as on the south side of Simpkin Avenue, because of the because Taylor Road will likely never be approved to include sidewalks. We think it's kind of meaningless to put sidewalks at this location because there will probably never be a need to join up with any kind of lane that's going to provide meaningful access. There will be no access from these lots to Simpkin Avenue. Petitioner is providing sidewalks on the east side of Jasmine Avenue. And other than he is also requesting a 10-foot building setback line variance from the required 25 feet on all lots. This is not due to the necessity because of the depth of the lots, could easily accommodate 25 feet, but is due to the design of the houses to be built by the developer. It will be similar to Palmetto Road. Staff is recommending approval of the requested variances and proposed sketch plan, and I also forgot the buffer that the petitioner is leaving along all three streets to preserve a significant amount of the large canopy trees that people are so fond of at this location, and would enhance the project significantly by retaining those. And staff is recommending approval of the petitioner's request.
Thank you, Mr. Fleming. Any questions of staff? There being none, thank you very much. This petitioner here wishing to speak on this item, if so, you'll come forward and identify yourself for the record, please. And 10 minutes for the presentation if you need that much.
Actually, I need no time. My name is Jerry Conter. I am the prospective developer of this piece of property. I'll be happy to answer any questions if the commission has any. Otherwise, I'm at your disposal.
Any questions of the petitioner? There being none, thank you. I have two cards on this project. Michael Butler, come forward and identify yourself for the record, please.
My name is Michael Butler. I live on Meade Avenue. At the request of Mr. Conner, he and his group met with some of the local residents to go over his plan for this beautiful tract of land. With Mr. Conner's experience and vision, this development, left side, exceeds our expectations for a single-family community. Furthermore, I believe the reason for this development is that the fact that two communities came together instead of against the developer who wanted to build a commercial 244-unit apartment complex that would have changed our community forever. We are very pleased with the outcome.
Thank you. Next person I have is Nathan Stone. And again, if you'd identify yourself for the record, please.
My name is Nathan Stone. I live on Taylor Road, just to the north of the proposed development. I stand before you, Mr. Chairman, to express wholehearted support for the developer's plans. It is the vision that we as a neighborhood always held for properties near us, and we're happy to see it come to us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time this afternoon. All right, that being the end of what the petitioner wish to come forward and say anything at this time.
Just thank you for the neighbors embracing our concept.
Thank you. At this stage, you're open for action by the board.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to approve staff recommendation by Mr. Mackey and seconded by Mr. Welch. Any discussion? There being none, you may now vote. Motion passes, and there being no other business, so I have a motion for adjournment.